everyone, and welcome to Pool School by Swim University, where we help you keep your pool clean and clear all year. My name is Matt, the founder of swimuniversity.com, and on this episode, we're talking about my frozen pool disaster. So let's dive in. Quick, if you want more help taking care of your pool, be sure to grab our free pool care cheat sheet at swimu.com/cheat sheet. All right, so this episode is going to be a little bit different because I'm going to tell a story about something that happened to me and my family very many years ago. But I grew up with an above ground pool, a 28-foot round above ground pool. My dad reluctantly purchased it after us, the three boys, we complained and complained because we didn't have a pool growing up and we had to always go to our neighbor's house to swim in the pool. My neighbor had an above ground pool. My other neighbor had an above ground pool. I had one friend and neighbor who had an in-ground pool, and that was a very special treat to go swimming in an in-ground pool. But we begged and begged to get an above ground pool, and he reluctantly purchased one. And I believe he purchased it from the company that I worked for. Yeah. And so we had it built, and then he decided to save some money and build the deck himself. And this is all not important to the story, but just to give you some context of what happened. So 28-foot round above-ground pool is a pretty large above-ground pool if you've ever seen one, or if you have one, you know what I'm talking about. I think they go up as high as 32 feet round now. Big above-ground pool. And I think we probably swam in it pretty consistently the first year, and then the second year we probably swam in it pretty consistently. And over time, and as we got older, we swam in it less and less. And, you know, we just opted to go into our friends. We had more friends with in-ground pools, and we just, you know, opted to go over there and swim in their pools. So my dad was already, and I say reluctantly because he did not want a pool, and he specifically didn't want to take care of it. So guess who had to take care of the pool? As a young pool boy, 13 plus, that was me. Yeah. So because I worked at a pool store and I knew how to take care of a pool, I was the one that had to take care of it. And we didn't have an automatic vacuum cleaner at the time, so we actually never owned one. So I had to manually vacuum the pool, and we didn't have a fence around the pool. We only had the deck, and the deck was made of wood, and the deck was made of cedar. And so we didn't have a fence around the actual pool because it wasn't required by law, although I believe, I absolutely believe it is now. And that was back in South Jersey, kind of close to Cherry Hill, if you're familiar with that area. So yeah, didn't have a fence. So I had to vacuum the pool either by getting in it or by standing on the railing with nothing protecting me from falling off besides the pole that I would vacuum my pool with. it's just memories. Okay, so anyway, you know, we started using the pool less and less. In 1 year, okay, my dad, we closed the pool. And we had a really, really bad winter, meaning it was freezing cold. I think I want to say, and I could be wrong about this date, I want to say it was like 1996 because there was a huge blizzard that we had in 96. And I remember the pool froze so deep. And my dad didn't install an air pillow under the cover that year. He hated dealing with it. And that was the first year he decided not to use one, okay? And that's important to the story. So then what happens is the cover, you know, the tarp cover that we had, cover, you know, cable and winch around the cover, around the pool, we did it right. We did that part right. But the cover, because we didn't have a pillow in the center or even anywhere in the pool, the cover just sank into the water. And that was because we had an old cover. And what happens is if you have an old winter cover, like a tarp cover, and you buy the cheap one, which my dad did, there's at the time, there were two options we had. We had the blue cover, which was the cheap 8-year cover. And then there was the green cover, which was the 12-year tighter stitching, you know, just a much better cover. He didn't go for the green cover. He went for the blue cover. All right. So what happens over time with those blue covers, they're just tarps, right? They're just poorly made tarps, honestly. And I guess they're better than giant trash bags, which is another option we could have went with, which would have been way cheaper, but more disposable. So we would have gotten a new one every year. But this one we kept reusing every year. When birds, for example, they land on your cover and they drink the water because it essentially becomes a giant bird bath in the wintertime. And when they land and they peck, they are adding little holes throughout the cover. Obviously, sticks and leaves, if you're not cleaning off your cover religiously, then yes, you are going to have holes. And what's going to happen is the cover is going to sink because you're going to allow water to go through. It's not going to float anymore on top of the water. It's going to start to sink. So that's what happened, right? What that, and then we had this huge freeze. So normally, you know, we lived in the Northeast, so we very rarely got like really cold winters, and we very rarely got snow. But when we did, it would be intense. And this, you know, normally we would have like a thin, I would say, I'm just kind of eyeballing it, maybe 3 to 4 inches of ice that would appear on top of the cover, you know, on top of the pool. That would be about it, which is not a ton of ice. But what that air pillow does is when that ice forms, we'll use an analogy, very simple one. So you have an ice cube tray, right? And you fill it halfway with water and you stick it in the freezer. What's going to happen is you're going to have bigger ice cubes. It's going to actually rise because when water freezes, it expands, it gets bigger. Okay. So that's what happens when the top of your water in your pool freezes. Well, that expansion has to go somewhere. And if you have an above ground pool like we did, it expands into the walls of the pool, right? It expands up, but it also can expand out. And so that giant disc becomes larger. And that puts pressure on the walls of the pool, okay? You can, if you know, so you already know that. And maybe that's foreshadowing to where the story is going, all right? So that's why, actually, we use an air pillow. There are two reasons, but that's the main one. The main one is that the air pillow that we put underneath the cover is also referred to as an ice compensator. So essentially what happens, and this is why when people always say, oh, I hate putting the air pillow in. Look, my dad did too. Because why? Well, it pops, you know, and then I can't keep it in the middle. Those are two common complaints. Well, the reason it pops is because you filled it too much. You're not supposed to fill it like a balloon. You're supposed to fill it enough so that it's like airy, but not full to the brim. Because if it's full, what happens is when the ice freezes and expands, it expands into the pillow rather than expanding out into your pool walls. And if it's expanding into the pillow, well, it's like taking a balloon and squeezing it. It's going to pop, right? So if you don't fill it all the way, like, you know, if you're familiar with, I know there's some, if you're, you know, driving your Jeep on the beach or you're trying to go up into the mountains in the snow, you don't want your tires completely full of air. You want them a little bit, you know, pliable, right? So that you can drive a little bit better. Same idea here. Maybe not the same idea, but you get the picture. So anyway, my dad doesn't put this pillow in. So, all right. So now we already have pressure on the walls. This particular year, deep freeze, not 3-4 inches. We're talking maybe the half the pool. You know, we're talking the pool's about 4 feet deep, maybe 2 feet frozen solid. All right, so there's already a split in the wall. We don't know about this yet. Then my two younger brothers get this harebrained idea that they just want to play hockey on top of this ice. And yeah, they didn't have skates, by the way. They were just using shoes, but I guess my parents weren't home or weren't paying attention. And these two dum-dums start, you know, going on the ice, and that caused an even bigger split. And as soon as it thawed out, the pool came crashing down. And that was my pool disaster. And that was the pool that I owned and then no longer owned because of poor winterization techniques. Now, if you have an above ground pool, that is, you know, whether you have a, you know, we never know. In fact, I live in Colorado now, and this weekend, we're about to have a -13 degree night. It's going to be really, really cold. So if you have your pool winterized properly, nothing to worry about. You know, the line should be blown out if you have an in-ground pool. If you have an above-ground pool, you've taken your filter system apart. There's no hoses. Nothing can crack. And if you have the air pillow underneath your above-ground pool cover, you should be good to go. This is why you should winterize your pool every single year if you live even in an area that gets any freezing. Because what happens when a pool turns into a giant ice cube? The ice expands and it can crack, especially if it gets into your plumbing. And that's why in-ground pool owners always need to blow out their lines and winterize their skimmer, pump, and filter. Any standing water that's left inside your pipes or equipment will cause ice damage. It will crack. But why not, drain the pool? Like, we have an above-ground pool or you have an in-ground pool. Why not just drain it? Well, that can cause damage too, because in-ground pools can actually pop out of the ground if they don't have any water inside. And even above-ground pools can collapse. Yes, my brothers can't skate on it or can't stand on the thing. But now you just have a giant empty bowl. And if you get wind, any amount of wind, it's going to knock over. And if you're, above-ground pools have vinyl liners, the liner is going to dry out. And then as soon as you go to fill it, it's going to crack and you're going to have to replace your liner. So this is why for in-ground and above-ground pools, we do not drain them. So consider this a friendly reminder to winterize your pool so it doesn't become an icy disaster like it happened to me. And that's it. So remember, if you need more help with pool maintenance, grab our free pool care cheat sheet at swimu.com/cheat sheet. And if you found this episode helpful, subscribe for more pool maintenance tips on your favorite podcasting app. And when you do, please leave a review. Your support will help more pool owners like you find this show. That's it. Thanks again and happy swimming, or happy winterizing.